Koke, Larry Pratt, and Aaron Zellman this hour will be joining us to talk about the sustained attack on the most basic of rights, the right to defend yourself from the criminal rogue government, as well as the average scumbag trying to invade your home in the middle of the night. Our journey towards enslavement is nearing completion. Fourth Amendment completely overturned and abandoned. First Amendment annihilated. They're moving forward against every one of the most basic rights. Here in the final days of the old republic, will we be able to have it rise again like a phoenix from the ashes? Or will the new technocracy of dehumanization reign supreme? Loaded phone lines to talk to Larry Pratt coming up in the next segment. We'll get to all of you on the Second Amendment. Finishing up with a story out of the Register out of the United Kingdom. I experienced this. We'd be quietly videotaping in London, interviewing people on the street, and cops would walk over and say, "Get out of here. I'm going to arrest you. No cameras, no interviews." And I'd say, "But is there a law?" And they just say, "I'm putting you in the database right now." And I learned it was a terrorist database. And they hire provocateurs. That's in the news today. Police dress up and go to rallies and start fights to get people arrested. That's all admitted, mainstream news. And the news kind of says maybe that's good. You know, maybe that's what freedom is. It's kind of the whole attitude. You know, our news is like maybe torture's good. You know, maybe all of this is okay. This is this great evil. But in D.C., in Austin, Texas, all over, I have cops walk over and say, "Turn your camera off. You're not allowed to be protesting. You're not allowed to stand on the street corner." But England is the worst. So they're going through where they just come up. There's no law. They just grab your film, frisk you, take it from you. Doesn't matter. It says if you're mainstream press, they still do it. They put up all their cameras surveilling us. They watch what we're doing. They face scan us. But then we don't go out and videotape them. I mean, this is total police state. This is total East Germany. I mean, it's happening. And it goes on. Mr. Carroll requested an explanation. He asked whether he was obliged to hand over his film. In vain, every time he asked, back came the same response. "I'm taking your film," RoboCop said. When he eventually handed over his film, he was asked to turn out his pockets and to show the other films he had on them. The police filed out of the ubiquitous forms, this one labeled "Stop and Search," and went on their way. On the form, quite clearly read, are the words "seized films." No judge, no jury, no due process, no process. Just arbitrary judge, jury, God, absolute king of earth, thug. What are we to make of this? A statement from Humberside Police reiterated that Mr. Carroll had been photographing sensitive buildings, and that's anywhere sensitive. And remarkably bullish, as they pump the country full of foreigners, by the way, they added that they would expect other officers within the force to act the same manner if they given a similar situation. But what situation? And then it goes on to say, this is seriously alarming stuff. These stop and talks. They just stop and interrogate you and then put you in a database. This is seriously alarming stuff. It's bad enough on its own, but coupled with long catalog of other incidents that have been reported recently, it begins to look like a pattern. The government's ordered this. What are you talking about? They arrested a woman for reading a newspaper, stopped and reading a newspaper. That was in the London Telegraph last year. And the cops said that it had a headline about "Stop the War," and that people on the street weren't allowed to see you think I'm joking, folks. You can go look it up. That the officer didn't like that headline. I mean, this is, I'm God. This is drill camp. You're at West Point. You're a cadet. Shut up, slave. You are a freshman cadet. I'm going to line you up. I'm going to tell you you got no rights. I'm going to tell you I'm arresting you for that newspaper. Cop walks by, sees a person reading a newspaper with a coffee. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and arrest you. See, it's meant to be insane. It's meant to be crazy. So you'll accept anything, like the White House writing memos saying rip children's genitals off of pliers. They did that. I mean, it's a searing of the conscience. It's a bathing in a tyranny. And then it goes through all these examples and has links to news organizations where it's happening to their people. And the cops steal the cameras. Just criminals, hardcore crooks, there to savagely bring you to submission. And now in Canada, they catch you without a ticket on a train. You are tasered for punishment. Torture.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions, and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-6...
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Several months ago, the Supreme Court ruled in secret, as they always do, on the meaning of the Second Amendment. This is a massively historical case, as big as Roe v. Wade, when it comes to a constitutional ruling. Monday, they came out, and in the past, within a day or so, they normally, when they have their meeting to announce their rulings, you then hear it. But now they're talking about today, tomorrow, Monday, what the White House and the Democrats have said. They're unified on gun control. To be clear, is that they're for the Second Amendment, but the Second Amendment means they can ban your guns and take them from you. So it's lawyer speak. They're very good now at not fighting with us. They make us think we've won and stab us in the back. It's a corporate Delphi technique. They say, oh, you got a right. The D.C. gun ban is struck down. They have to let people have guns through permits, but they don't have to give you a permit. And then a reign of terror is going to begin everywhere. They've tripled the size of the BATF. All this is happening. Larry Pratt, executive director, Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. We've never had more lawsuits, more attacks, more bullet marking rules, it's all happening now. More attacks on ammo makers. Gunowners.org joins us to give us his expert analysis on when we're going to hear the hearing, what he thinks is going to happen, why they're delaying it, which is, I think, is very ominous. Larry Pratt, thanks for coming on.
Alex, thank you for having me. I really appreciate being with you again.
Thank you. Tell us what's happening.
Well, the court has seven more decisions to go. They've handed down some 30, whatever, and they typically do all of their handing down of decisions during the month of June. So that means by the calendar, they probably will get finished doing them by next Monday. Monday is one of the normal days they hand down decisions through the month. Thursday is another, and now we're told that they may have decisions being handed down tomorrow as well. So my guess is that if there's a last one, it's likely to be D.C. versus Heller, the D.C. gun ban case. They are no doubt faced with some political as well as internal disagreements on the court. It's not too much of a bit of rocket science to conclude that there are going to be at least five justices for the position that there's an individual right to keep and bear arms that's protected by the Second Amendment. And, you know, as far as it goes, that's good because the antis have been making their argument all along that you had no individual right to keep and bear arms, that if you had a gun, it was only because you were part of the militia of the state of whatever and had nothing to do with an individual right. That argument's going to go out the window almost certainly because five judges have said they buy the individual right. However, it means that the devil will be in the details because none of them seem to be concerned about the last four words, shall not be infringed. And the discussion that we can imagine, the discussion that we heard a little bit of in the hearing, the oral argument that was presented before the Supreme Court several weeks ago, has been on how much infringement can they get away with. Now, Justice Stevens was the most brazen. He was the one that actually asked Mr. Heller's attorney, would you agree with the view that the last part of the amendment could be interpreted to read, shall not be unreasonably infringed? Unhappily, the attorney answered in the affirmative. And then he was asked two specific questions to nail that down, and they were, would it be reasonable then to ban machine guns? Another affirmative. And would it be reasonable to require licenses to buy handguns, which is something that was the underlying law before the D.C. gun ban, technically as part of the D.C.
gun ban. And the power to license is the power to tax and destroy, and we know that's the Chicago, New York model. So, this is the bottom line, and I want to see if you concur exactly on this or if you want to add a caveat or an addendum. I have seen the policy in the last 8 years of the government switch to no longer having a frontal attack on us because our numbers were growing. We were energized by the attack. We were taking over states and winning political battles to a stealth mode of you have a right to own guns, but we have a right to ban them all, basically, or make you jump through 5,000 flaming hoops and find the Bermuda Triangle and swim around with a mermaid with your hands tied behind your back. And then fly to Pluto, and then you can own a gun. And so they're going to go into that model, and so we'll actually have a Supreme Court ruling saying, yeah, you can have a license, you can be controlled, and then it's all over a reign of terror.
I quite agree with that, and I would say so does the Brady campaign to stop gun violence, the old Handgun Control Incorporated. Paul Helmke, their present spokesman, said that in a way we can see an advantage of losing out on the idea that we can no longer have an outright ban on guns because now that boogeyman can no longer be used by the pro-gun people. Now we will just be talking about reasonable restrictions on a right to keep and bear arms that has been established.
Now that's key. I mean, let's understand for everybody, there's no debating this. The pro-gun ban, the victim disarmament lobby likes this. Because it's one thing in their little playground of the District of Criminals up there to disarm their slaves, their subjects. But now they're going to have a ruling nationwide that is only reflected of that one area and say, oh, you have the right to us to restrict your guns. I mean,
correct.
This is incredible.
That's exactly the Orwellian nature of what we're talking about. It is truly something to behold, and it was something to behold to watch Justice Stevens in plain sight, recorded. You can still probably go to the Supreme Court website and hear the recording. You can almost see him taking out a copy of the Second Amendment, getting a hold of those last four words, and between not and infringed, putting one of those little editorial carrots, like an open triangle, in between those last two words and writing on top, unreasonably. And, hey, you know, we're all in agreement. It protects an individual right, and we will tell you how it can be exercised. And really the only thing that we're in doubt about, in my opinion, and what I can't tell you with any specificity until we've read the decision, is how much infringement do they openly declare they can get away with? And so I think that's the only doubt that we have. And frankly, once they have any infringement reserved into themselves, that's really the same as...
Well, what do you do, though? Total. I mean, the Supreme Court previously said blacks were only two-thirds human. Obviously, if the Supreme Court rules they can, you know, cut our heads off without due process, it's unconstitutional. This is a fraud. What do we do when the devastating ruling comes down? A, because it's going to neutralize mainline conservatives. They're going to think, oh, it's a victory for the Second Amendment. It's going to be advertised. So that's a sleeping gas. And then the states are all going to move, as well as the feds, with wanton abandon against us.
Well, you hope there's at least one exception among the states, and that's the state of Montana. Its legislature passed a resolution which they brought to the attention of the Supreme Court. It wasn't as a formal brief, but I'm pretty sure the Supreme Court knows about it. It was published as a letter to the editor in the Washington Times. And this resolution has a lot of whereases and a number of resolves, but the one that's, I think, the real key is if the Supreme Court were to rule that, that it could infringe in any degree the Second Amendment, then that would put into question the continuing validity of the compact, read contract, the compact by which Montana joined the Union in 1889. Now, then there is strong words because obviously when a contract is unilaterally broken by one party, in this case the federal government, then Montana is released of any of its obligation to be part of the Union. And that's what they're saying. Now, I think I'd mentioned to you before, I thought our brief was edgy because we had reminded the court that the Crown got shot at when they kept pushing and shooting at our guys, when they kept shutting down our governments and our militias. And so this generation is watching what the Supreme Court will do in this case.
Well, and that's why they do it incrementally. They've got to do it slow or it will become a shooting war.
Well, I think they're certainly concerned about that. But what would happen if Montana was actually not fooling, which is a big if, I admit, but let's ask the question, are they sure that Montana wouldn't just say, you know what? You have put not only into doubt, you busted the contract. What you guys just did in that June umpteenth decision on the D.C. versus Heller shows that you have nothing but contempt for the compact by which we entered the Union. And this was something that was guaranteed to not be altered in that compact. And therefore, you've gone and broken it. You know, Montana is not without recourse. They could sidle up with the province of Alberta, which has nearly identical dislike of being in the Commonwealth of Canada. And between the two states, they're sitting on tons and tons of oil. They could certainly finance their own operation. And with air traffic being what it is, I don't think they have to worry about being landlocked. So this is not really all that much of an idle threat if they choose to not blink.
Well, we got a rogue government, Larry Pratt, and nobody can deny that. I want to come back with you and take some phone calls from Joe and Sandra and Charles and Bobby and others that are patiently holding. I want to speak with you. Then we got Aaron Zellman coming on to talk about this. But for those that don't know, this is the biggest thing I've seen in the Second Amendment in my 34, 35 years on the planet. Larry, is this the most important, biggest single thing you've ever seen? What we're about to find out, Larry?
I think so. Between this and Roe v. Wade, I can't think of any two more major assaults on the Constitution. Been lots of them, but this is pretty brazen if they do what we think they're going to do.
And do you agree that they're going to come out and announce it as a victory to fool everybody?
Oh, no question. Why? We just gave you an individual right. Gave you. Get that?
But we can remove it if prescribed by law, which is what the EU charter does. Stay with us, Larry Pratt.
Ah! Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
I tell you, this is the final battle for the Second Amendment. The criminals in white robes that are about as conservative as Mao Zedong are going to come out and say, you got a right to have guns, we got a right to ban them. Your right is to have us take them. Your right is to have us tax them. They're announcing they're going to track every internet purchase. The government won't even let you report on yourself. It'll be instantly reported to the government. No fourth, no fifth. It's total tyranny, folks. They are attacking the First Amendment. Larry was talking about that for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and the behind-the-scenes little interview we just did. Let's go to your calls. He's going to ride shotgun with us with Aaron Zellman in the next segment. Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Larry Pratt. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty freaked out.
Yeah, me too. Welcome back from your vacation. I hope you enjoyed it with your family.
Really, I was so worried about the country, I couldn't enjoy it.
Well, a couple years ago, a friend of mine applied for a concealed weapons permit, and it like took him like 6 months to get it. Now, my dad is 69, and he applied sitting here in his house, and it came back in like a month and a half, and I was amazed. And they just went and they gave him a permit. But anyway, I was listening to what you guys had to say, what you were talking about and everything, and what can be done. You know, there's a lot.
Well, number one, again, they get you used to taking licenses, and then within a generation, they phase out the license. But here's the deal. Talking about what can be done, we have to admit they're coming after our guns first. I've had people in gun stores in Austin come up to me and tell me I'm a liar that Bush wasn't for the assault weapons ban. Larry Pratt?
Bush said if he had it on his desk, if the Congress delivered it to the White House, he would sign it. That was a public statement more than once that his spokesman made on his behalf. So we knew the game in the House of Representatives, which at the time we had some fairly good muscle, was to keep a vote from happening at all. And then it finally expired, as
folks,
we know.
Folks, if we have the political will, there's 160 million gun owners, probably more. We can take the country back. I mean, Larry, is that the true statement? If we'll stop letting the NRA sandbag us and put us to sleep, and if we realize they're a Judas goat, we can save the country.
Yeah, we got to stop trying to put lipstick on a pig. It really doesn't make the pig look any better.
Exactly. So, I mean, what's your solution? I say get mad, get aggressive, never stop.
One of the things that's a big challenge that we need to do this year is no matter how discouraged people are about the presidential race, do not neglect to go and vote. We have congressional races. In most states, we have state races at the statewide level as well as local races. All of those are terribly important. And if there's a landslide that sweeps in a bunch of far-left Marxists, and whatever you and I both may say about the present rascals that are in there, let's face it, what's fixing to come in the tsunami would be like moving to the Soviet Union.
Well, that's my point, is that both parties are basically wings on the same bird of prey, and if we don't break the left-right paradigm, it's over. Oh, absolutely. I mean, Obama, all hell on earth is about to be released.
So it's important to go look for those folks that are running for office, not getting the kind of attention that obviously the presidential candidates will, who do show that they have some understanding and gumption.
Look, Republicans need to run from George Bush and run to Ron Paul. They will get elected if they say, look, we are the real third party. We are the real patriots. They've got to explain that to people. Because conservatives, we're a conservative nation, patriotic nation, a Bill of Rights nation, but only if it's a real party, only if it's a real candidate.
Sure. In fact, the conservatives that have been active in the Republican Party often refer to themselves as the Republican wing of the Republican Party, which is a reference to the fact that there's so many of these Rockefeller socialist types that call themselves Republican, but have no intention whatsoever of doing anything except opposing the Republican
agenda.
Sandra
in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You and honor you and thank you. Larry, I spoke to your secretary yesterday because you weren't in your office, about a very disturbing email that was dated June 19th. It basically says, this morning the members of the Alabama Free Militia were arrested and disarmed by the ATF. Their arsenal will be destroyed on TV. All members...
Oh, yeah, listen. They're raiding guys that have 20 guns, calling it an arsenal now, and arresting them for it in states like Indiana where it's legal. Larry Pratt?
That's right out of Sarah Brady. She wanted to have and still would like us to have to pay a tax for having an arsenal, and I believe in her mind 5 or 7 guns was an arsenal. So, yeah, you're absolutely right, Alex. 20 guns, oh, my goodness. Whoever would need that many guns, as they say?
Who would want to... Well, listen, I'm talking to a lot of veterans, famous former UT football players, you name it. They're not even allowed to buy guns anymore. A guy went in McBride's, he has no criminal record, and they said, well, the police are going to come to your house. They say you've got an arsenal. They've got a record. You bought a bunch of guns lately.
And you're not supposed to have them because the Veterans Disarmament Act says you can't.
Well, that was the thing. They said, well, you're a veteran, so we're going to take your guns.
Very nice.
You fight for the country so they can take your guns. Anything else, Sandra?
No, I forwarded this email to Larry, and I just wanted to see if he got it and if this is true.
Okay.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying.
In the flood areas, in houses that are even in dry areas, ordering evacuations, and then they go in your house and they bring cameras and they break in the door and take your guns out of your house. You never get them back. Citizens that are caught driving around the streets, they run up and aim guns at you and pull you out. Just any excuse to go crazy on us. The Supreme Court's about to rule that they can restrict our Second Amendment. It'll be hailed as a victory by the Wolf in Sheep's Clothing NRA. All over the country, they don't let you videotape or talk to people on the street. Cops come up and fill out reports on you videotaping. It's like East Germany. We have Larry Pratt on with us. We're also going to have Aaron Zellman on with us for the rest of this hour and take some of your phone calls. The police have been brainwashed that gun confiscation is good. They're trained by the FBI at Quantico. Your local police are. They are treating us like we're the enemy, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. It just gets worse and worse and worse and worse by the minute. Aaron Zellman, every time there's a disaster, they first priority is getting our guns, not giving us aid. This is a rogue government. What do we do?
Well, I think the first thing you can do, Alex, is spread the word. I mean, more people need to know what's wrong in the country. More people need to know that this could that this situation could be on their doorstep someday.
Well, that was my other point.
The first thing we have to do is really is to wake people up.
I wanted to ask you this question, too, and of Larry, and then we'll take some calls and talk about the Supreme Court ruling. Aaron Zellman, the director of Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, jpfo.org, links to it up on InfoWars. There's so many evil things, I can't pile them all on. I'm not overstating the case. As you know, from Dallas, Texas, to Tucson, Arizona, to Denver, to Boston, to New York, to D.C., to Miami, the police now come and demand Oakland to come in and search for illegal guns. Knock and talk is where they say, let me in, I want to check your guns in areas where guns are still legal, where they're restricted, like New York, they demand to come in. Now, in Texas, in Ohio, in Indiana, in New York, they, quote, check your lock and come in. Or, Aaron Zellman, don't these police know that this is classical tyranny?
Well, they may know it, but again, you have to remember that we're no longer a nation that has peace officers. We now are a nation that has law enforcement officers. Yes. Law enforcement officers are not concerned about keeping the peace as much as they are about enforcing any law they're ordered to enforce. So tyranny is something that really means very little to them. And they will simply tell you, we're just doing our job. And that's their attitude.
Which we've heard before, that just doing my job.
That went down in Nuremberg where Nazis kept saying, we're just doing our job, just following orders. And that's what a lot of police officers are doing today, just following orders. So you don't have to look too far to find an enemy.
Well, I think it's a cop-out with many when they say, oh, I'm just going to shoot them when they come for my guns, and then they do, and you get SWAT-teamed, and that's the end of it. But it's not a cop-out when Larry Pratt puts that in the brief to the Supreme Court that it's going to lead to a shooting war, and I think it really is going to lead to that. And your comments on that, Aaron Zellman, and then Larry Pratt.
Well, I noticed in the brief that we submitted to the Supreme Court, which is on the front page of our website, jpfo.org, we made it very clear that an armed citizenry existed to defend itself against the government gone bad, tyranny. And I'm suspecting, not just a speculation, of course, but tomorrow or Thursday, when we assume we're going to hear Supremes are going to come down from the mountaintop and pronounce what they think, it's going to be a situation where they're going to ignore an armed citizenry as a reason to be armed. And they probably will say that Dick Heller has a right to carry a gun inside his broom closet, inside his apartment, and that gun control schemes, as long as they're reasonable, are certainly enforceable. And I think that we're going to have a real battle on our hands determining what is reasonable from now on. And I think that we are going to see this week, unless I am really surprised and shocked to the extreme, that the battle is going to start now for the battle in real earnest.
This is it.
By the gun haters, by the state, to destroy gun ownership in America.
Yeah, this is it.
Just one more thing before I forget. This is really a double-edged sword, because if they say, well, okay, reasonable regulation is okay for the Second Amendment, which is a right, and, of course, the door is wide open for all other rights.
Oh, that is so key. And they are attacking the Fourth Amendment, the First Amendment. Larry Pratt comments on that key point that Aaron Zellman just made.
I think he puts it very well, that the only thing we don't know is how much infringement do they think they can infringe and get away with it. And my guess is they're going to assume that they can get away with quite a bit, because they've been educating us to accept the notion that anything the government says, anything, is the law, because, quote, the government is the sovereign, which is exactly wrong. The people are the sovereign. We tell the government what to do. That's why we have a constitution that tells them the few things they can do and all the other things that they cannot do. And you can look in vain in the Constitution to see any place for the regulation of guns, and you just aren't going to find it, but they're going to find it, because they're going to operate under the notion that they are the Constitution, that every time they meet, there's a constitutional convention taking place, and aren't we lucky that we have a Constitution that can keep up with the times?
What about the militia question? They're also Going to rule on that. We didn't have a National Guard till after 1900. All the Federalist Papers, all the debates say it's the independent citizens and that it's there to defend against a central government, mainly criminals secondarily.
That was the opinion of Judge Lawrence Silberman at the D.C. Court of Appeals. His was an excellent decision, and he did a very good job on this concept of militia. But again, I think if you assume that you can infringe, then, hey, if you've got an individual right, but we can infringe it, what does that really mean? Well, it means whatever we might believe before breakfast, and as Humpty Dumpty said, I can believe eight different things.
Well, I want to point something out here. This isn't a joke, folks. They aren't just going to take the guns and be friendly. They want this because they're going to rape the hell out of us. And you can make no mistake, this government is mad dog evil. It isn't about George Bush or Barack Obama. It's all run by the same global corporate interests that want to be able to loot this nation of its capital, for its young men and women, for the military. They want full control. They're not backing off. And Aaron Zellman, I want to ask you both this, then we're going to take calls. This country started over them coming to take the guns. That was it. The raping the daughters, the taxes, the stealing, the guys in red coats beating people up and swaggering and being arrogant, grabbing people off the beach and pressing them into the British Navy as slaves, white slaves, folks, which you never hear about in the news. They want to make it a racial thing. They never want that known. And bottom line, I mean, I don't see anything else happening but that it's going to go ahead and lead into armed revolt, and they're going to call people terrorists. Aaron Zellman.
Well, you may be right on that, Alex. And as you know, I want to remind people of something I've been telling folks for years on your show. Simply put, master the art of long-range rifle shooting, and we'll let someone else let others peel the onion on that. But you're right. In other words, the government is hell-bent to have all the power. And I will tell people that once they are able to obtain complete ownership of firearms so the American people are disarmed, you will see a draft come about, drafting people for foreign wars and adventures, the likes of which you can't even imagine. So there's a lot of serious issues that are about to explode in this country if the American people are disarmed.
Yeah, tyranny's on the move. Larry Pratt?
Well, Alex, I guess there's at least one difference between the Revolutionary War era picture that you've just painted and today, and that is that those who are working to take over our freedoms today don't wear red coats.
Exactly. But, I mean, how can the BATF, how can the police not know they're in the wrong?
Well, to a certain extent, I think because the law of God's written on all of our hearts, they know that. But secondarily, there's a lot of willful denial, and there's a lot of educated ignorance. They're going through schools that are telling them that the government is sovereign, and we've got people coming out of schools that can't wait to vote away their
freedoms.
That's what
the founders kept saying, is that don't try to invent, you know, don't try to twist with lawyers speak what this says. It's very clear. It's to defend against government tyranny. It's an absolute individual right. I mean, how can the Supreme Court ignore what the founders said? The founders said anybody tries to put a lien on this, tries to infringe on this, wage war against them, kill them.
Well, they feel that they can get away with it, and frankly, they have been getting away with it for a long, long time. They treat the Constitution with utter contempt. Properly understood, they are under the Constitution. As they understand it, they are the Constitution.
Well, we're going to beat them this way, and I'm going to tell all the listeners this, and I want to get both your take on this, and we will take calls. Go to gunownersofamerica.org, jpfo.org, join both groups, buy their books or videos. Educate everybody, put them on Access TV, get the word out, have local groups, because this is life and death. Take two or three neighbors out a year, bare minimum. Teach them how to shoot. Teach them the love of that. Then get them to be activists. That's why I think we're going to win, because I've seen an awakening, a love of the Second Amendment. All the liberals I know in Austin have woken up. They hate both parties now. They're buying guns, I mean, for 5-6 years. Are you not seeing, Aaron Zellman and Larry Pratt, a huge awakening to government tyranny, and now liberals, I mean grassroots, not the big ones, are now converting to freedom?
Well, if I can go first on this, Larry, what I see is a grassroots awakening, not just for Second Amendment issues, but the war on drugs, the Internal Revenue Service, OSHA, all of these government agencies that are that really are a bunch of jackbooted thugs, to put it simply. And so it is their kind of tyranny that is awakening millions and millions of people. But many people have to realize you can't just man the barricades. You've got to be in a situation where you're not going nose to nose with evil. Because evil will be better armed and equipped with your tax dollars, by the way. In other words, the American people are financing their own destruction through the tax system.
One of the hopeful signs that I've seen at Gun Owners of America is, well, I'll give you an example. I went out to speak to a local university, and among the students who were there, and there were a number of students, there were several of them who were already members of Gun Owners of America. So we're not just dealing with people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. We have members of that age, but I'm quite aware of a large number, and I believe it's a growing number, of very young people who, just like Aaron said, they get it.
Well, I know that when my grandfathers went to World War II, they were told things in boot camp and given manuals about, you're going because the Nazis want to take your property rights, your free speech, and your guns. Or, we're fighting the Soviets because they want your free speech and your guns. And then now the government's attacking all that. They are the bad guys, period.
They've gotten their role just a little bit confused. But then, after all, they've been allowed to think that they are the sovereigns for a long time. Not too surprising
Absolutely.
That they act this way.
Let's take some calls. Charles in Louisiana, you're on the air with Aaron Zellman, the Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and Larry Pratt, two of the best fighters for the Second Amendment out there.
Yeah, well, how you been doing, Mr. Jones? Mr. Pratt, I was in gun confiscation in New Orleans, and when I seen in New Orleans, I seen one old woman come up to a door with a gun and a knife, and they arrested her, and that's the only resistance New Orleans had. It was so terrible. I was mad, but now I laugh at the people. They're toast. American people are toast. You can't make them fight. They don't believe in nothing. All they want is football games and drugs. I don't believe the American people will ever fight. I think they finished, and they know they finished, because we have let this government make us domestic cowards.
Well, that's certainly been the hope and the policy, I would submit, of especially the schools, certainly the entertainment industry, and the government supports that notion very handsomely. But I don't know that they've necessarily succeeded yet. I think we'd be foolish to deny that what you've just described is a real big problem.
Now, let me chime in. We've got a tough road to go up, but the good news is it's always darkest before the dawn. Are there a bunch of decadent saps? Yes. I mean, we had that 230 years ago. It was 4%. Really, 2% started the war, 4 to 5% won it, and we've got more than 5%. We've still got a lot of good people. We got good people in government. I mean, look, 75% of the Republican donations were to Ron Paul, and I'm telling you, I'm not being a cheerleader here. I'm seeing an explosive awakening. That's why the government's moving against us. Aaron Zellman?
Well, I think you have a point there, Alex. Before I forget, you were mentioning about World War II and the films they showed people. If people have a chance to get a hold of a series of films called Why We Fight, which was created during World War II, it helps people better understand why people should fight to preserve American values. And these films were shown to the American people and, of course, the people in the military. And it created a demand, a groundswell in America to preserve freedom. And so if you have a chance to get a hold of these films called Why We Fight, most of them, they're very cheap, they're available, and some may even be on YouTube. Anyway, to go to your next question, I think that there may be an awakening out there. I don't see that much. I think there may be an awakening by some people, but I don't see a lot of gun owners waking up. I see a lot of gun owners still thinking, well, things are going to be okay. They couldn't do this. It couldn't happen here. They're not going to take my shotgun and all the rest of that nonsense. And finally, I know that I want to make sure that everyone understands Larry's not joining in with me when I say this, but I've got a real gripe with the National Rifle Association because they still do not want to abolish the ATF. They had the chance many years ago. They took a pass on it. And because of their compromising today, they're innocent gun owners like Dave Olufsen going to prison.
Well, Aaron Zellman, I don't want to disagree with you, but it's not compromise. Compromise is if they give up something and we give up something. We always give in and they always push us over the cliff.
I'm afraid that's accurate. Yeah,
I'll accept that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not compromising. It's Benedict Arnold behavior.
But Alex, I think your point that you made a minute ago needs to be kept in mind, because we can easily focus on the enormous number of bad things that are happening and forget that it looked at least that grim. When the men signed the Declaration of Independence, they had a kind of scaffold humor as they were signing it, joking with each other, well, I'm signing my death certificate. They knew that.
Well, that's what signing your John Hancock meant. He said, they said, you know, we're going to get killed for this. He said, well, good. Let my name be the biggest. Go ahead. Sorry, Larry.
The point is, majorities don't make history. It's minorities that do. They were, what, 56 men?
Well, I'm going to say this right now. I don't want to die, but I am ready to die for this, and I am not backing down, and I'm not stopping. I'm going to talk during the break with both of you for the Internet cast. We're going to continue to take calls on the main side of the main radio program. Stay with us. Aaron Zellman.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
The global corporate crime syndicate fully controls our federal government. They're moving against the people. They know we know they're criminals. That's why they're bringing in the police state. God help us. To every good person in government, please stand with us. Choose which side you're on now. This is Life and Death. Larry Pratt and Aaron Zellman, I'll be popping back in with us this week if they can. We could hear the ruling today, tomorrow. It could be as late as next Monday. Zellman thinks Thursday. Pratt's saying his lawyers are saying it could be as late as Monday. Very ominous. JPFO.org, Gun Owners of America, GunOwners.org. Join them both. Support them. Join the info war today, folks. This isn't a joke, okay? A lot of you hate guns and because you've never brought up around them, you don't understand. Let me just give you a newsflash. Hitler was for gun control. The Ku Klux Klan was. They want slaves are disarmed. Okay, let me give you a newsflash. Slaves in Rome were disarmed. This is about your enslavement. And, my God, it's just unbelievable. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Philly and then Scott in California. Last callers. Quickly, go ahead.
Okay, Alex?
Yes.
I just want to say that you're doing a great job, and the thing to remember is that this is an inalienable right, and it existed even before you had our present Constitution. The Declaration of Independence states that.
It's an organic right that comes from your being a free human creature, exactly.
And the other thing is that Justice Breyer has been putting on complete fallacious reasoning, because he says that shouldn't a locale have the right to restrict firearms? And it's not the locale that has the right. It's only the individual that has that God-given right.
And they all know that. Those arch crooks all know it. They were made Supreme Court justices because they're whores. They're political pimps. I appreciate your call. Comments on that, Larry and Aaron?
Well, it's hard to argue with the fact that it is an inalienable right. It's the way God made us. He didn't give us the gift of life so that we could throw it away to crooks and to tyrants, period.
Humans have always fought. We've always had tools and weapons.
Well, let me just share a thought with you very quickly. From a Jewish perspective concerning defending your life, there's a quote from the Talmud. It says, if a man comes to kill you, arise quickly and kill him. And I think Americans need to understand that quote fully. And they have to think about it, and then be ready to act.
Well, it's common sense. And when you have a nation of people that are wimps, the tyrants will come. When you got a nation of people ready to fight to the death, you have liberty. I can't believe this is happening. I just at times like this, I can't even have composure, folks. Scott in California, final caller, go ahead.
Yeah, you're looking for Scott in Colorado?
Okay, Colorado. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, how you doing? Larry and Aaron. Hey, it's real quick. What is the definition of a well-organized militia?
Well, that's something that George Mason coined. It was a term that he began to use in 1775 in the face of growing British oppression, not only closing down legislatures, but making it illegal for militias to meet, banning the importation of guns. The colonists were coming upon a very difficult time in defending themselves, and to distinguish them from what the Brits were trying to do, in this particular case to the militia, Mason coined the term of a well-regulated militia, which would be the embodiment of the power of the people.
Yeah, regulated just means every town's got a bunch of people armed and trained, but directed by the locals.
Trained being the key element in the word, and as you say, by locals. These things were under government authority, under municipal authority of the people there on the ground.
Yes, we're out of time. We'll check in with Aaron Zellman, JPFO.org, gunowners.org, with Larry Pratt. Thank you, men. We appreciate you. God bless.
Take care, Alex.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to those guys as this ruling comes out. Thank you. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Rebroadcast starts now at Infowars.com. Incredible interviews today. They all restart on the internet streams only at Infowars.com. God bless you all. See you back live tomorrow. But for everybody else, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.